everybody. Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies. And welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. And this episode is entitled Live Wide, Work Deep. And a little bit of story behind this one.
Yes.
And so you're going to tell a story about it. During the summer months, there's only like one or two shows on TV that we actually watch. Most of the time, we spend our time outside, sitting on our deck, just enjoying the weather or whatever. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, it's rainy or whatever, or it's just super
hot and muggy.
And so we're like, I'm going inside. And so there's only a couple of shows that we watch during the summer, and so we'll put this one on. And I've been waiting to say this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love the title.
Oh, here we go. Oh, dear.
We like to watch American Ninja Warrior. That was even horrible. American Ninja Warrior. I can't even do it. Matt Akbar, right? Matt Eisman. Matt Eisman and then Akbar Abajami Amio.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know how you remember how to say that name.
Matt, he's a comedian. But they commentate American Ninja Warrior anyway. So there was a contestant on there, and he had a shirt on that said "Live Wide, Work Deep," and then they went into the story behind it.
Yeah. So here's the story, and we thought it was so cool. That night, like I do many times, I had my phone and I said "Live Wide" podcast episode.
Yep.
And then the next morning, I was like, "Ooh, we should add Work Deep because it adds a different angle to it." And so here's the story of the Live Wide. So Gregory Jones is the father of the kid mm-hmm. who is doing American
Ninja. Yeah, and it just said "Live Wide." It didn't say the Work Deep. We added the Work Deep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Gregory Jones is the father of the kid that did the American Ninja Warrior. And so this story was told. Gregory Jones was diagnosed with lung cancer, and he promised to live out his remaining years with the motto, living wide. So I believe he was given 4 years left to live. And so he said, I'm going to live out these remaining years with my motto, living wide. That living wide meant living each day to its fullest and never wasting a moment. So he gave an example in this article that was telling about the story. If he wanted to go rock climbing and he couldn't, well, then he would hike. If he wanted to go hiking and he couldn't, well, then he would go on a walk. If he wanted to go on a walk and he couldn't, then he would read a book. And so he said at the end, the point was to never stop moving toward an end goal and never lose purpose in your life. And it went on to say, and I didn't write it all down, that once you lose purpose, mm-hmm. what's the point?
Yep.
And you sort of give up on life. Mm-hmm. And then according to his son, those final years were some of the best years of his father's life because the family focused on spending as much meaningful time together as possible. And so we thought this really applied to the way we have lived mm-hmm. Throughout our lives
right.
because we've always just taken grasp of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we worked at Disney World.
Yep.
Went to college in Florida, worked at Disney World,
mm-hmm.
went and worked on cruise ships, spent like 10 years or something on cruise ships.
Darn close to it.
And visited just the craziest and most awesome places at such a young age mm-hmm. when we could actually take advantage of the opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so when we heard this, we're like, we're so grateful. And suddenly we just became overwhelmingly grateful that I was like, we need to do a podcast episode because there's so many of us that can just look at business. And we're very much looking at business right now because we've already lived wide.
Right.
But this was a reminder that we needed to keep on doing it, that every single moment that we're not working, we should mm-hmm. be going, are we doing what we want to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
And many times we are because we're out on the deck.
Right.
And you'll have a cigar and we'll just be chilling out, enjoying music and, you know, watching the trees and the wind. And we just love that time together, right? This was really, really impactful. And I think we lose sight of it when we're so focused on business or mm-hmm. something else. We lose sight of the time that we should be spending with family and the moments that get taken away that we're not thinking about. There is a book that I'm going to do a different podcast about it because I'm talking about family right now. And in this book, it says you only have 18 summers with your kids.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, seriously?
Yeah.
That's like, all of a sudden you're like, holy cow. And so it talks about having specific, like, I don't know that they're called date days, but I'll see people who have read this book and have kids, because we don't, mm-hmm. they'll say, just went out and had my day with you know, my son. And it's just private. There's no phones. There's no nothing. I think the kid gets to choose what they're doing. And they have these town hall meetings maybe and their family things. We'll do a podcast about it, because if you have kids, it's been a game changer for every single family that has kids. Their lives have changed. The power of being present in their family and not missing the boat when it came to their family was just mind-blowing. But anyways, that's the live wide part of this. Right. I did add work deep, because for those of you who are working, there needs to be, we call this, you know, work-life balance, and we did an episode about how that's just, you know, for everybody that balance is different, right?
Right.
Somebody's balance of needing a few hours of play but can work for like 12 hours, that's their balance. They just, they don't want to have a perfect evenly balance. And
right.
And then everybody else is, you know, I would say our CEO, Aaron, he laughs all the time. He's like, I'm lazy. I'm going to figure out the easiest way to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a superpower, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he might want to play more than work.
Right.
And that's his balance. So we put work deep on here, and I'll let you share a little bit. But my opinion of working deep is when you drill down into what your core competency
yep.
is, right? You pick one thing and you go so deep down into it that you become freaking amazing, because you're not going wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking about living. Living wide is doing anything and everything possible so you can experience life and have fun.
Yep.
Working deep is becoming the expert, becoming the best. And here. You just need to talk, because I'll just keep talking forever.
You were on a roll.
I was, sorry.
But no, and it's funny too, because ever since like when we first started going into real estate, you know, and we would have different partners and things, and everybody, oh, we need to do this and we need to do that. And I'm like, you guys stop being a sprinkler.
Yeah.
You guys are, you're all over the place.
Yes.
And so I more than once, I remember pulling the reins.
Yes.
You know, and you're right, because you want to drill down into it, be focused, be, you know, just, you know, not necessarily eliminating everything, but just making sure that there's one thing that you're focused on.
Yeah.
And you know, I see, for us it was turnkey.
Yeah.
You know, once we found that, it was just, we just went, okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We are going to do turnkey.
Yes.
And we went deep.
Yes.
You know, into it, and that's how we built those five companies, because
yeah.
we consistently kept going deep.
Yes.
You know, and now raising money. You know,
yeah.
you're going deep in the raising money, while the turnkey team over here is still going deep on turnkey.
That's right.
So it's just keeping the focus, and not, as I say, being the sprinkler.
Yeah. I used to love, you're like, chicka, 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 chicka. And I'm like, all right, fine, sprinkler. But yes,
yeah,
it's good. I think it's a really good, this is a good business and life lesson type, you know, episode, in remembering when to go wide versus deep.
Yep.
Because wide in business isn't good. Deep in business is fantastic. That's where actually you catapult everything. And then in life, going wide to experience as much as you can with the people that you love, man, it's impactful.
That's right.
Cool.
That's right. And we also like watching Amazing Race, because we've been on cruise ships for so long. Every time they go to a new place, like, I've been there.
Yes.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join the investor club.
Yeah.
We're on all the Facebooks and the LinkedIns and the YouTubers and all that. So let us know how we're doing. Let us know if you have any questions. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart,
Live Happy.
Bye, everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on this show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.